Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening. It's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, a Belfast priest uses the funeral service of Lyra McKee to urge politicians in the north to work together to produce a better life for young people. The chief constable of the PSNI says politicians should use what happened last week to build on peace. Donegal County Council is told that the adoption of preferred routes on the 10T network is a matter for officials in the first instance and not for members to decide. A final decision will now be taken when members come to amend the county development plan later in the year. And the IFA says it'll be forced to escalate its protest against AIB if the bank doesn't stop selling off certain loans. And later in the bulletin, PJ Lynch will be here with all the sports news that's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin this evening at St Anne's Cathedral in Belfast, where a Belfast priest used the funeral service of Lyra McKee to urge politicians in Northern Ireland to work together to produce a better life for young people. President Michael D. Higgins, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and British Prime Minister Theresa May attended the celebration of the 29-year-old journalist's life at St Anne's Cathedral. Dissident Republican gunmen who killed her in Derry on Thursday last have been urged to lay down their arms. The parish priest of St John's Parish in Belfast, Father Martin McGill, questioned why it took Lyra's death for politicians to come together.
I commend our political leaders for standing together in Craigan on Good Friday. I am, however, left with a question. Why in God's name does it take the death of a 29-year-old woman with her whole life in front of her?
Well, the Chief Constable of the PSNI, George Hamilton, speaking outside St Anne's Cathedral, said he now wants politicians in Northern Ireland to use the events of last week as a platform to build peace.
Talking about the responsibility on our political leaders to step up and to take advantage of these tragic circumstances where the life of Lyra at 29 years was so horribly cut short. So I hope our political leaders will do just that. I hope that people will continue to stand with the police, to cooperate with the police.
And there'll be more from Lyra's funeral in St Anne's Cathedral in Belfast later in this bulletin. The other breaking main story this evening is that Donegal County Council has been told that the adoption of preferred routes on the 10T network is a matter for officials and not for members to decide. After the issue was deferred at a meeting last week, members were to have signed off on the preferred routes at a reconvened meeting this afternoon. However, legal advice received by the council said it was in fact a reserved function for officials. This means officials will continue pursuing their preferred routes, which will then come before the new council in a matter of months as part of a review of the county development plan, which will then have to be amended to include the route designations. Councillor Kieran Brogan says that is when the members will have their say.
The legal advice has come to say that it's now an executive function to move it on to the next stage and not a matter for the elected members. And the elected members' role will only come into play whenever the variation of the plan has to be adopted. And you're talking of 6 to 8 months for that process to be complete. So it's now going to be a matter for the new council. There were different concerns that was raised around the proposed route selected to date. And I suppose there is confirmation from the executive today that they're going to publish a report to all the elected members on how the route selected came about. The project will continue at the pace. And then it will be a matter in 6 or 8 months' time for the variation of the plan to be adopted or rejected at that stage.
So can we expect then that what had been anticipated as the routes to be adopted will still be the routes that go forward for inclusion in the county development plan, or do you see that changing in the intervening months?
This is the first time that this has come about for us. It would always be a reserve function, and that will be a decision by the elect members to select a route. Following the legal advice that they've got and from further legal advice they got from senior counsel, they've been advised that it's now an executive function for them to continue on with the routes. They confirmed today that they're going to pursue the routes that they have selected, and then there'll be a variation of the plan. During that variation stage, then there'll be further public consultation and submissions will be made to the plan. and that will be forwarded on to elected members. There was some concern around some of the submissions that was made during the process that won't be available to elected members. They were seen to be of a private matter.
And that was there, Councillor Kieran Brogan speaking to us a very short time ago from Lifford. So just to confirm that the route selection for the 10T, legal advice says, is not a matter for the members, it's a matter for the executive, and the members will have their say when the routes are presented as part of a review of the county development plan. That will happen when the new council is in place later in this year. The IFA says it will be forced to escalate its protest against AIB unless the bank stops selling off certain farmer loans. Earlier today, a number of farmers held a demonstration outside the bank's AGM in Ballsbridge in Dublin. The IFA says it's wrong that AIB has decided to sell off loans to a US fund instead of entering into long-term arrangements with farmers, which would allow them pay off their debts. The president of the association, Joe Healy, says they're committed to bringing more attention to the issue over the coming weeks.
Today is only a start. This will undoubtedly escalate unless the AIB are willing not only to come to the table, but also to uphold the agreements that they have done with IFA.
Donegal County Council has confirmed it's been in contact with contractors in relation to the Gort na Gréine estate in Letterkenny with a view toward addressing major water issues there. The estate, along with neighbouring Glentane, has been plagued by frequent water outages, with the last two instances caused by a leak and a power outage. Money has been invested in the installation of new pumps, but it's believed an electrical frame must also be put in place to ensure that the pumps are working to full capacity. Residents staged a protest outside today meeting at County House in Lifford. Councillor Jerry McMonagle believes the issues will be addressed, but he says first and foremost the most important thing is that Donegal County Council take over the estates and that that process be fast-tracked.
The council saying that they're going to pull all the resources in their directorate to see what actually has to be done to bring the pumping station up to the highest spec possible. I know recently we have invested an awful lot of money in upgrading the pumps, but I believe now that there's an electrical frame that needs to be put in there to ensure that them pumps work to the full capacity. And that's what I've asked the council to do today.
And part of their response was they have been or are getting in touch with contractors. Do you feel like the buck stops kind of with them as well?
Well, the important thing is for the takeover of the estate. I think if we take over the estate, then all the issues relating to Glentane and Gort na Gréine can be resolved. Unfortunately, within that their takeover, there's a process that has to be adhered to, and contractors are a major part of that process. Now, I've asked them today if we can speed up that process. I know there's probably discussions ongoing in relation to further development of Gort na Gréine, and I would ask and certainly put a claimer on the contractors that they have to upgrade the works that they've done originally in Gort na Gréine and Glentane, so that we as a council can take in charge and people can have adequate water, adequate footpaths, adequate road facilities and adequate lighting in that estate.
And that was Councillor Jerry McMonagle there speaking to Catherine Gaffney. The HSE is being urged to explore all options to bridge the gap in the health service, which facilitates North Inishowen. In the Mallon area, the doctor's surgery there closes at 5 p.m. However, Naudoc doesn't begin serving the community until 6. That leaves the peninsula without any doctor's service for an hour. It's been claimed that only last week a resident in the area took seriously ill and couldn't get a doctor during that time frame. Councillor Martin McDermott says this is a situation that must be addressed without delay.
There's a gap between 5 and 6 o'clock in the evening where the general practitioners, the doctors, close at 5 o'clock where they don't answer their phone after 5 o'clock, and then the NowDoc service doesn't start at 6 o'clock. There are situations, I've had a number of situations, one in particular last week, where someone took very, very seriously ill and they couldn't get a doctor between 5 and 6 o'clock, and then the ambulance was actually at another call in Letterkenny and was an hour away. So there is a gap there between 5 and 6 o'clock that I think the HSE and the general practitioners need to sit down and have a look at, either with the general practitioners or either with the NowDoc service, and look at how we can bridge that gap between 5 and 6 o'clock in the evening.
And in those situations, a minute is a lifetime. Every minute counts. An hour really maybe could be too long to wait.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and a couple of these situations, an hour would have been too long to wait. I think it's a very, very important important situation that needs to be looked at now, and there are other gaps as well on a Saturday morning as well, when the doctor surgeries close at 11, there's no now doc on, I think it's 12 or 1 o'clock, and there is a gap there as well. So there are gaps in the system at the moment that needs to be looked at. The HSE should now explore all options to bridge that gap, because it's vitally, vitally important that gap is bridged, and bridged urgently, before something seriously happens during those periods of 5 to 6 in the evening or on a Saturday morning.
You're listening to the main evening news on Highland Radio. A Donegal councillor is calling on the GAA to change its decision to impose a ban of 8 weeks on Naofe Columbkill GAA club in Newton Cunningham. It follows an investigation after which the GAA recommended the ban after the club hosted what the board called an unauthorised tournament in February. It's understood the tournament was a fundraiser for local man Paul Dillon, who's been diagnosed with motor neuron disease. Well, Councillor Paul Canning says the local GAA club committee had nothing to do with organising the event. He says the GAA county board and the organisation itself should reconsider.
I think it's unfair to the local club because they had absolutely nothing to do with it. So I'm asking the actual GAA headquarters, the Croke Park, the Ulster Council and the County Board in Donegal to show a little bit of common sense and to lift the ban that they have imposed on a local small community club that are struggling to survive.
You were part and parcel of organising this event, and in your point of view, the parish still own these grounds, so why should the committee seek permission from the GAA to host it?
Yeah, that is correct. It's very difficult for small clubs out in rural areas because they are the main being of the community. And whenever there's a fundraiser held, and that is the only ground that is available, and the club then finds itself very difficult to actually refuse the local people that are involved in everything that they do, that help them on their own fundraisers. So whenever a situation comes up where you have a young man of the community that was heavily involved with the GAA needing a little bit of support, it's very difficult for the GAA and Newton Cunningham, the local club, to come down heavy-handed and say, no, it puts them in a serious place. So they were caught, on a blind side by the community, and it's unfair.
And that was Councillor Paul Canning. Well, the GAA has issued a statement with regards to the issue.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, with the latest arrival of men's, women's and kids' clothing from leading sports labels like Nike, Adidas and Under Armour.
And with details of that and the rest of today's sports news, here's PJ Lynch.
Hi Donal. So Donegal GAA has moved to clarify the position regarding Naofe Columbkill in Newton Cunningham. In a statement published on their website this morning, they say that following media coverage that CLG Naofe Columbkill were suspended for 8 weeks, CLG Donegal have received numerous requests for comment. In clarification, the statement continues, the club is not currently suspended, but the findings of an investigation has recommended suspension for 8 weeks. This, they add, is the minimum period of suspension for holding an unauthorised tournament. The statement concludes that due process shall take place and CLG and Naofe Columbkill have the right to prove these findings incorrect or misapplied. CLG Runningall are unable to make any other comment on the matter until it resolved in its entirety and all avenues of appeal open to Naofe Columbkill are exhausted. The Donegal All-County Football League Division 1 game between Naofe Connell and Guidoor, which was due to be played tonight, has been cancelled and that game will be refixed at a later date. In soccer news, Ellie Long of Carndonagh Community School, and Emma Doherty from Scolwira Buncrana were in the starting lineup for the Republic of Ireland schools under 15 as they retained their Bob Doherty Cup in Spain earlier on today. They defeated Gibraltar 4-1 after going a goal down in that game. The first round draws for the SSE Airtricity Under-19 Enda McGill and Under-17 Mark Farron Cups have been confirmed. In the Under-17 Mark Farron Cup, champions Finn Harps will travel to the showgrounds to take on Sligo Rovers in the opening round of the competition, while Derry City have received a bye to the next round. While in the Under-19 Enda McGill Cup, both Finn Harps and Derry City have both received first round byes. Tonight could be a majorly defining night in the destination of the Premier League title. The Manchester Derby kicks off at 8 o'clock as United welcome City to Old Trafford. A victory for the champions would give them advantage over Liverpool with just 3 games to go. Their opponents would be hoping to restore pride though after a humiliating 4-0 defeat to Everton at the weekend. Manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer says he's made it clear to his players that Sunday was unacceptable.
I can say twice we've really let ourselves down this year by performances and, like, overall. That was that game, and it was a game against Wolverhampton in the FA Cup. Those two are far, far, far below the standards.
Elsewhere tonight, Arsenal can move into the top four with a victory over Wolves at Molineux, where there's a 7:45pm start. There's action in the Donegal Youth League tonight. Three games kick off at 6:45 when Milford United host Letterkenny Rovers, Cadhu take on Swilly Rovers, and Bunagee travel to Fannad United. Gweedore United versus Ini Celtic is on at 7:30, while at 7:45 it's Erne Wanderers against Laggan Harps. In motorsport, Donna Kelly and Conor Foley are the top seeds for the Monaghan Rally this weekend, where they will revert to their Ford Focus WRC as they look to get seat time ahead of this year's Donegal International Rally. Declan Boyle is seeded fourth in his Fiesta WRC, with Sam Moffat seeded second and Josh in third. Josh Moffat, that is, in third in a Fiesta WRC and Fiesta R5 respectively. Joe McGonigal is seeded seventh in his Mini WRC. In the national category, Kevin Eaves is top seed in his Toyota Corolla, with Donegal drivers Stuart Darcy, John Bonner and Damien Gallagher, all in Ford Escorts, also vying for a win in Monaghan. In golf, Ian Poulter is set to play the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open at Lahinch this summer in what will be his first appearance in the Republic of Ireland in 13 years. The Englishman, who has won five of the six Ryder Cups at which he's competed, is playing the tournament for the first time since Port Stewart in 2017. Poulter says he's excited to get playing on the County Clare course.
Looking very much forward to it. It's been a while, and it's going to be nice. Obviously, going back to the UK the end of May, going to spend a nice chunk of time, you know, back over in Europe with a family. So to play, you know, a little run of tournaments leading through the Open Championship is going to be great. And obviously, that being the Irish Open, it's going to be really enjoyable.
And finally, in snooker, Antrim's Mark Allen currently trails China's Zhu Yulong 9-7 in the first round at the World Snooker Championships at the Crucible. They're currently locked in a snooker battle in that one, with the Chinese player 21 points ahead. Earlier on, Judd Trump survived a big scare to reach the second round, edging past Thailand's Tepchie Onnu by 10-9. That's all your sports news here on Highland this evening. Your next sports update is after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. But for now, it's back to Donal.
Thank you, PJ. Concern has been raised over the condition of Rathmullen Pier, with urgent calls on Donegal County Council to initiate major refurbishment works. The estimated cost of the works ranges from 2 to 4 million euro, subject to the outcome of an assessment. The council says a capital investment of 50,000 euro would allow a survey of the pier take place to determine the various options available. Councillor John O'Donnell says while that does need to happen, the government must commit itself to funding the works.
I've called on the council here to carry out a survey. Based on that survey, I think then we'll be able to put an application forward to the department for the funding that's required. But prior to all this, I've asked for the local municipal district here to write to our local minister and also the Minister for Marine to have an emergency meeting with us to confirm that they would be in a position to follow up with the funding that's required. Need it be the 2 to 4 million, which has been reported in other media outlets, that the government is willing to do so. I would be calling on them to come and give us some type of a guarantee before the council would start investing 50,000 for a survey to carry out what's needed, and then on the back of it, maybe no funding to be following through.
A great asset to Rathmullen and indeed the surrounding area. In your point of view, it would be a great pity for it to go into even more of a state of disrepair.
Yeah, I think that the pier at the minute, the pier, to be fair, is it's in bad shape, and it certainly needs a massive capital investment. But again, we do not want to close the pier. We want to keep the pier open to be able to support the local businesses and the people that are using it. But unless something's done shortly, we'll have no other choice but to close the pier. And what I'm trying to do now is to get the council ramped up here to work closely with the government, get the relevant people down from the departments, but also get an undertaking from them that if we do follow through on our part of the deal, that they will follow through on the funding that's required to carry out the works.
And that was Councillor John O'Donnell there. Well, returning to the main story this evening, the murdered journalist Lira McKee has been laid to rest in her native Belfast. A celebration of the 29-year-old's life earlier heard a call for politicians to work together to bring about lasting peace in Northern Ireland. Well, Shane Beattie was at the funeral in Belfast this afternoon, and he filed this report.
Oh, my life is changing every day in every possible way.
Saint Sister performing Dreams at the service for murdered journalist Lira McKee in St Anne's Cathedral. It was packed with mourners coming to pay their respects to the 29-year-old killed by dissident Republicans in Derry last Thursday. The President, Taoiseach and British Prime Minister attended, along with the leaders of the main northern political parties. They were urged by priest Father Martin McGill to work together to produce a better life for young people.
There's a younger generation coming up in town and they don't need guns in their hands. They need jobs. They need a better health service and education. They need a life.
Lira's sister Nicola spoke of the close bond she had with her mother.
Sometimes it was simply to ask, are you okay? And then a follow-up call to ask, are you sure you're okay? And sometimes she was only upstairs.
As the hearse left to applause, Lira's family said a final goodbye at a private burial in the city. Shane Beattie, Belfast.
And finally, this evening, police have named the man who died in a single vehicle collision on the Lenshain Road last night as 46-year-old Patrick Healy from Derry. The road was closed for a time but reopened this morning. Police have renewed an appeal for information. And a local election candidate in Inishowen is calling for more litter wardens to be stationed in the peninsula. Independent Sinead Stewart made the calls following reports of litter strewn all over the shorefront in Buncrana in the wake of the good weather. She says there's currently one litter warden operating on the entire Inishowen Peninsula. Sinead Stewart says that's simply not enough.
Buncrana especially is a seaside town, and we have tourists and lots of people come in there in the summertime. And last year there were scenes of, I think it's the worst we've ever seen, actually, where there has been litter strewn all over the shore green and the shorefront there in Buncrana. And I think Donegal County Council needs to make more funding available for a litter warden dedicated to those areas with the powers to actually find people who are breaking the law, essentially.
And looking at the weather forecast, there'll be a spell of prolonged and heavy showery rain tracking across the region this evening. A risk of thunder. Cloudy and wet tonight with rain clearing northwards. Lowest temperatures 7 to 8 degrees Celsius in light to moderate south to southeast winds. Tomorrow Thursday will start dry but scattered showers will become more widespread tomorrow afternoon. Some bright spells in highest temperatures of 12 to 15 degrees Celsius in light variable breezes. The main stories in brief this evening. A Belfast priest has used the funeral service of Lira McKee to urge politicians in Northern Ireland to work together to produce a better life for young people. The President, the Taoiseach and the British Prime Minister among hundreds of mourners who attended what was described as a celebration of the 29-year-old journalist's life at St Anne's Cathedral in Belfast. And Donegal County Council has been told that the adoption of preferred routes on the 10T network is a matter for officials and not members to decide. Legal advice received by the council today said it is in fact a executive function. The issue had been deferred last week pending the legal advice. This means officials will continue pursuing their preferred routes. They'll then come before the council members as a review of the county development plan, which will have to be amended. We're back with news again at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 24th of April. The death has taken place of Sadie Moore Devine, 7 Crocken Road, Glenmorlan, Strabane. Her remains will repose at her home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 20 past 10 for Requiem Mass in St Joseph's Church, Glenmorlan at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time please from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Rebecca McCullough, Ruby, Naimal Hearn, Drum Quinn and formerly of Castle Derg. Ruby's remains will repose at the home of Ciara Madlone, 6 Riversdale Road, Dewish, Drum Quinn, from 12 noon until 9 p.m. tomorrow. House private please after 9 p.m. Ruby's funeral will take place at 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon in St Patrick's Church, Drum Quinn, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Ina Kirk, née Judge, 23 Camas Park, Strabane. Her remains will repose at her sister Annie Mary Hoyne's home at 18 Camas Park, Strabane, from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 20 past 11 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m.
The death has occurred of Hugh James Doherty, 6 Ballyduff Park, Lifford. His remains will repose at his late residence from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 20 past 10, going to St Patrick's Church, Murlock, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family Flowers only please donations in lieu if desired to Pieta House, Letterkenny, care of any family member or Kelly Funeral Directors. Family time please from 11pm to 11am. The death has occurred of Derek Coss, 4 Lennon Grove, Ballylennon, St Johnson, formerly of Crumlin, Dublin. His remains will repose at his late residence from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock to Lakelands Crematorium, Cavan, for cremation service at 3:30. Family Flowers only please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Inishevin residents, University Hospital, Galway, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. The death has taken place of Willie Kelly, Creasla Beg, Creasla. His remains are reposing at his son Liam and daughter-in-law Anne-Marie Kelly's residence in Creasla Beg. Funeral Mass in St Michael's Church, Creasla, on Friday morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11pm to 10am and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. The death has occurred of Kenneth Moore, Umbricum, Ballyheeran, Fannad. Funeral service in Fannad Presbyterian Church, Kerrykeel, tomorrow afternoon at 2:30, with burial afterwards in Rosnakill Cemetery. House strictly private, please. Family flowers only. The death has taken place of Roberta Sims, Portlean, Kilmacrennan. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral service in Letcher Presbyterian Church tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private, please, at the request of the deceased. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Oncology Day Services, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Sweeney Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Edward Gallagher, Mill Farm, Donnyloop. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St Columbus Church, Donnyloop, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. House private, please, at the request of the deceased. The death has occurred of Helen Flynn Mackey, Middlesbrough, England, and formerly of Letterkenny. Helen's remains are reposing at St Eunan's Cathedral in Letterkenny. Requiem Mass there at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, with interment afterwards in the family plot at Conwell. All inquiries, please, to Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. And the death occurred last September in Bristol, England, of Ivan Leeper, formerly of Mina Horna, Welshtown, Ballybuffet. Burial of his ashes will take place on Friday evening at 6 o'clock in Stranorer Graveyard.